From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. The Daily Freeman reports Bard College created a new Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation Campus Center with the American Association of Colleges and Universities. Bard was one of four institutions selected through a competitive process to host the new campus centers. A press release about the project said, and I quote, "Guided by a common vision, each of the TRHT campus centers is developing and implementing a visionary action plan that emerges and empowers campus and community stakeholders to uproot biases and to inspire the next generation of leaders and thinkers to advance justice and build more equitable communities," end quote. The centers will host, and I quote, "RX racial healing circles," end quote, where participants will share personal stories to open dialogue and action. The RX racial healing circles will include the Bard Master of Arts in Teaching program and the Bard Early Colleges in the Mid-Hudson region. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Tiffany Greenwald Simon at HudsonValley360.com reports that both New York's Department of Transportation and the Columbia County Board of Supervisors have now approved the Columbia County Transportation Coordination Plan. Michael Chimides, Hudson Third Ward Supervisor and Chair of the Public Transportation Committee, said, and I quote, "There are some pretty significant changes and improvements to the previous plan," end quote. The story does not explain exactly what those changes are, but does cite a study of bus ridership in the county. Chimidi said that seniors, people with disabilities, and people without vehicles were the populations most likely to use Columbia County's transportation service, and that Hudson, Kinderhook, and Livingston have the most no-vehicle households there. Columbia County Public Transportation had over 30,000 riders in 2022. The study also says that other transportation agencies in Columbia County use over 100 vehicles with 50 full and part-time staff to make more than 40,000 trips per year. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that State Senator Michelle Henchy has helped to get the Bank of Greene County officially designated as part of the New York State Historic Business Preservation Registry. The bank was founded in 1889 and is headquartered in Catskill. Henchy said, and I quote, "The Bank of Greene County is the epitome of a community-minded partner," end quote. And that she is, and I quote, "incredibly proud to award this local institution a much-deserved place on the New York State Historic Business Preservation Registry," end quote. The registry began in 2020 to honor and promote New York businesses operating for at least 50 years and making significant contributions to the history of their community. Don Gibson, president and CEO of the Bank of Greene County, said, and I quote, "We are celebrating our 135th anniversary. Rang the NASDAQ closing bell on January 22nd, raised the interest rate on our e-checking account and e-savings account, and have been added to the New York State Historic Business Registry," end quote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.